Okay, so we're on Shasta Lamed Aleph tonight. I'll begin the bottom line on Lamed Beis. So the Gemara said in the Mishnah, that a person, when he begins davening, has to be serious, like COVID Rosh is like serious. So the Gemara on the bottom line says, Marbury de Ravina, but he lulul abrei. Mar, the son of Ravina, made a wedding banquet for his son. So the rabbis, they're like celebrating so much, they're like going overboard. Like, what they were doing a little bit too much. So the top line of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Aiti kasa demokra bat arba me'azuzi. So he brought a glass that was worth 400 zuz, which is a lot of money. If you take it over, like the ksuba is just 200 zuz, so this is 400 zuz. But tavar kamai, we broke it before them, v'yatsivu, and they were very, you know, they got saddened by it. So Ravashi, Ravashi was making a wedding feast for his son, and he saw the rabbis were like being too much misameach. He brought like a white glass and he broke it in front of them when they became sad. So if you look at the top Tosfos, welcome, we're in Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph 31a, the top Tosfos. So Aiti Kasa Dezugita Chivrito, the top Tosfos. Tosfos says from here we get the custom to break glass at a wedding. Although, like other Mepharshim say, we do it for the Korban Beis HaMikdash. But Tosfos is saying we're breaking glass because it's like, because people may go overboard.
Maybe you should do it later.
Well, we want to set the tone at the beginning of the wedding, I think. One of the Mepharshim says that the reason they broke the glass, glass is made from sand, and it was like, that's one of the main component of glass, and man is from afar, man is created from afar, so it's like symbolizing that, you know, everybody's, you know, eventually going to die. So he says, Amru le Rabbanan, on the fifth line, welcome, so Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, the fifth line, so Amru le Rabbanan, Rav Hanuna, the Chanim says Rav Hanuna, Rav Hanuna Zuti, Behilud Mar Bereid Ravina, Mishri Lan Mar. He said, we would like you to sing something for us. So Amar Lahu, Vailan Dimitnan, Vailan Dimitnan. He said, woe to us because we're going to die, we're going to die. It means he sensed that they were too much misameach, too much levity at this wedding. So he said, Vailan Dimitnan. So Amri Leyanan, Mainan E Batrach. So what can we respond to you? Well, what should we respond? So the simple pshat is like, what do we respond? But what more is there to say? Once you say we're going to die, that's the whole thing. So Amar Lay, Hey Torah, but hey mitzvah, the mignu alon. There is one thing that's more, death is scarier, but there's something scarier than death, and that is if a person's going to die and they don't have Torah and mitzvahs to take with them, that's even scarier. So he says, I'll do another 5-6 lines and we'll pause, okay? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of the Tana, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Asur lidam shem leschok pivo olam hazeh. Person's forbidden to fill his mouth with like mirth in this world. Shneamar azim leschok pinu l'shonenu rina. He says, then our mouths will be filled with mirth at our l'shonenu rina. It means l'mos haMashiach, Mashiach Zeiten. He says, Eimatai b'zman shumruv goyim higdil Hashem osodim eila. So the Mepharshim take, there are two tacks that they take on this. One derech is to say that you shouldn't be filled with mirth because of the korban beis hamikdash. In other words, so you don't want to have too much simcha because the beis hamikdash is destroyed. So then the pasuk means when the beis hamikdash will be rebuilt, so then we'll have full simcha. But others want to say no. You see, like in the Gemara, it says, it doesn't say Mishigarab Beis HaMikdash, it says Ba'olam HaZeh. So some want to say it just means in general you shouldn't be filled with like too much mirth because it like leads to Aveirot. But in the future, so either it means in the future the mirth will only be about the on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, around the sixth line on page 61. So in the future, either that there'll be so many miracles that will be occurring, so the simcha will be like to say what those miracles are, or then in the future there won't be a yetzahara. There's a little bit of a different derech. Like I think the Rambam says, you know, ein bein olam azilimon roshiach l'shibud malchuyo bavad. And the Rambam is no difference. But if he said there's no yetzahara, so then we can be filled with mirth. Let me just do two more lines and we'll go. He says, Amru alav Reish Lakish. They say concerning Reish Lakish, Shemi amav lo min leis chok pivo lo mazeh mikisham and Rabbi Yochanan Rabbeit. That like he never filled up his mouth with mirth. Now, some take out the words ba'olam hazeh here, but it means concerning like things that relate to the, like the material world. In other words, he would have mirth for like mitzvahs and things like that. Once he heard this from Rabbi Yochanan, his Rebbe, and I think, let me just look quickly here in the yeah. On Shulduk Meir. Okay, please. We have a class going on here. Please, okay? I need silence. All right. On Shulduk. Okay. Shalom Dank. Now, let me just get here. Chilik. Let me just take a look. One second. Yeah. So if you want to look in Rabbeinu Yonah in the back on Daf Chaf Aleph, if you have the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's in the Dafim and the Rif on Chaf Aleph in the back. Okay, so he says, the Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, Yesh Mefarshim Shetama Devar Menechurim Beit HaMikdash. Some say the reason that a person can't be filled with mirth is because of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. And we have lots of words if you want to take one. He says, Aval Shlo B'Shat Kurban Mutar. But if it's not during the time of Kurban, it's permissible. He says, that's not correct. So it's in the back in Rabbeinu Yonah, page 42 in the Dapim of the Rif. So he says on the top line, from this fact that the Gemara didn't say that, so it's not tlui b'churban. Simcha, like excessive happiness, like you know, joviality. Of course, the person forget the mitzvah. Kamosha Amarnu Lamala. Okay, I think we have enough here from Rabbeinu Yonah.
What did he say?
What did he say? He's saying the same thing that I said before, which is really from Rabbeinu Yonah. He says there's two pshatim you could say in the Gemara. You could either say that the reason you can't fill, you know, schok pivu lamazeh is based on the korban base of mikdash. So out of sadness for that, we can't do it. But in the future, when there will be a base of mikdash, there will be. Or it's not related to the base of Mikdash. He's saying that when a person is like excessively jovial, he forgets the mitzvahs. He's in a different state of mind. But in the future, that the simcha will be based on the miracles that Hashem will do. So then we can have simcha to relate those miracles. Okay. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts? Anything we did so far? Everybody good?
It seems like that there is a relationship for the meaning of breaking the glass.
Yeah, I mentioned it. The Tosfos. I mentioned it before you walked in. So that Tosfos says that they would break the glass because to reduce the simcha, but other mafarshim say it's related to the korban beis hamikdash, right?
So okay. Almost the same. But
what?
Almost the same.
Yeah. Well, it's different.
It reduces the simcha because.
They're both related to sort of less simcha, but different drachim. Tosfos doesn't say anything about the korban beis hamikdash. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Everybody good? Okay. Nice to have everybody here. Okay. Let's keep going. All right. Now. We're at the two dots, around 10 lines from the top, on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Everybody with me? Okay. So, Tana Rabbana, we learned the Braisa, in Omni Lepalel, Lomitok Din, Lomitok Tabar Halacha. When the Gemara used Lit Palel, it means to daven Shemona Esrei. So, when a person davens, it can't be Mitok Din. Let's say I would be a Dayan and judge a case, and I just finished the case, I shouldn't daven right away, because I'm thinking about, well, the Tainas is, and this, that, the other, you know, what did I decide, this, that, the other, it's like I'm far tumult, you know? Then he says, Lomitok Tabar Halacha. And also, with Devar Halacha, I'm engaged in like an analysis of Halacha. Like I'm thinking about the difference. Far is this way, the other way. He says, "Elamitoch halacha psuka." Rather, from halacha psuka means an absolute halacha. Either it means that it's clear cut,
black and white.
It's like obvious. This is the halacha, or that that I don't have to analyze a lot. You know, there's not a lot of analysis involved. Now, the mafarshim have two different ways of learning this brisa. Some want to say that it means pshuto kamashma'o, that it means not that you should do that, but you could do that from halacha psuka. But others want to say no, that the Brice is really saying that a person bedavka before he davens should daven out of halacha psuka.
It means,
right. So it's not lav davka halacha psuka, but a person should learn some Torah and then daven. That's the way other mafarshim want to say. Yeah, out of it? Okay, so we'll see further in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, v'hechi dami halacha psuka. What's an example of halacha psuka? Now the Gemara is going to give three examples of halacha psuka. So again, we're saying that you could daven from Allah Psuka. Amar Abaye Kehad Reb Zera. So Abaye says an example would be like what Reb Zera teaches, and Dafyomi people just had this a little while ago in Masechet Nida. There's a different feel to Shas when you're doing it like in order, like, you know. So we just did Nida. So even though so he says the Amar Reb Zera, but not Yisrael Chmiru Latzman Shapiro Tipatan Kachardal Yoshvur Ole Shavanakim. So if a woman would see a tipa dam and she's a nida, then she's tameya. But when she's a nida midin Torah, she just counts 7 days from that day going forward. But the chumrah is that they see a tipa dam, they're doing shiva nakiyim. Shiva nakiyim is a din by a zava, and zava has to see the blood, the flow three times. So there's a lot of chumrahs involved with this. So, but don't yourself from us carlish for the shivatim. That's absolute clear cut halacha. Rav Amar ki ad Rav Oshia. Rav says an example would be like that which Rav Oshia teaches. The Amar Rav Oshia marima damal tvuato. A person could sort of like act with sort of craftiness concerning his tvua, his crops. Umach nisa b'mol shala, and bring it in with the chaff into the house. So we've spoken about this in the past. In order to be chayv in maaser, so it has to go through miruach. Miruach is smoothing of the piles. It means that the processing is complete, and then it has to be roe panaya by it. It comes. It sees the entrance of the thing. So here he's bringing it into the house before the miruach, before the smoothing of the piles is done. It still has all the chaff on it, everything else. In other words, like I thresh it and things like that, and then I put it in a pile. So it's not chayiv on masro on a deraisa level.
Why did he say that?
Give me just 1 minute. So now, even though it's not chayiv on a deraisa level, but on a on a drabanan level, so a person is not allowed to have achilas keva from it. A person could have achilas aroi. In other words, it's not chayav on a deraisa level, but on a drabanan level, if I want to have achilas keva with it, I can't eat it until I take all the trumas and maasers from it.
Unless
I take the trumas and maasers from it. Achilas aroi, a snack I could do. The achilah of a behemah is considered achilas aroi. So he's saying that if I do it this way, and then I want to give it to my behemah, I have a green light to do it. So he says, So his behemoth will be able to eat it, and it's be patur from mice here. So
is he really giving it to his animals?
Yeah.
He can't eat it himself.
He can only have a snack from it. He can't eat it like a suit of kavua with it. Okay? Let me do the Rashi on this. Okay, the fifth narrow line in Rashi. Okay, everybody with me on Laman Aleph, around the sixth narrow line in Rashi. Okay, it's Bemot Shalom. Kodem Shi Zoreh Oto. Before he, remember, this is Zoreh. We're coming up in Masechet Shabbat. In another 3 months, we'll have the Lametet Malachot. It's one of the Lametet Malachot is Zoreh. Like you throw it in the air, and the chaff gets blown away. So he says, Kodem Shi Yizreh Oto, She'ein Mechayiv Ma'aser Min HaTorah, L'Briya Pnei Abayit, U'Mishenimrach Bikri. In order to be Chayiv in Ma'aser on a Torah level, so it has to be Roa Pnei Abayit, it has to come through the front door, and it has to have the processing has to be complete. The miruach is the processing. In other words, like the simple shot is the piles have been smoothed. Aval of nei miruach in ripin abay kovato, but before miruach, so ripin abay is not kovay. In other words, it's not chayiv yet. The gabi trumo maaser ktiv the gan reshit de gancha. It says by maaser, it says reshit de gancha, the first of your grain. Vuhu amiruach. When he brings it in, go ahead, fine. He brings it in before the miruach. I lost the place. One second. Yeah, lefichach shemach nisa l'bayit kodem miruach lo hukba l'maaser min haTorah. Rabbanon hu d'asru l'achilat keva b'davar shlo nigmar malacho. Ma'aser like a permanent eating, like before the processing is complete. And eating by an animal is always considered achilat arai. The nami masechet peah ma'achilat behima chayva of ad shimareah chilkat behem to achilat p'tura aval iwasur b'achilat keva. He can't eat achilat keva. Let me just do one more case in the Gemara, and then we'll pause at the two dots. Okay, we're on laman aleph from an aleph. We're on midway down the narrow lines. Okay, here, Seth, if you want here, Seth, here, take this. Okay, just but I may need it, so you'll pass it over to me, okay? So he says here, let me go back. So he says, B'ibay de'ima, or else I could say, ki had Rav Huna, that like which Rav Huna teaches. Da'am Rav Huna, aruz ira, hamekiz da'am b'makadshim. If a person, like, bloodlets from a, in other words, they would you know, bloodlet as a type of refuah for the animal, for humans as well. But it tells a person, Bahimat Kadshim is Asr Bahana'a, that blood is Asr Bahana'a, Umolin Bah, with subject to Me'ilah. In other words, normally, the lacha is the Dam Ein Bo Mishum Me'ilah. The Dam of the Korban is not susceptible to Me'ilah. Me'ilah means when a person uses Kadshim. So that's an Aveira to do it. That's Me'ilah. So normally, Bahimat Kadshim is the Ein Bo Mishum Me'ilah, but it means talking about like after the Shechita. So he says this is when the animal is still like alive and kicking. So he says, anyways, those are the three examples of the halacha psuka. So the Gemara says, Ravanan Avdi Kaman Itin. So the Chachamim do like our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, In Omdim Upalel Mito Kovid Rosh, that in other words, you have to have a serious state of mind. He says, Ravashi Avid Kabraita. Ravashi does like the Braisa. So the Braisa says that it can't be Midin and Devar Lacha, but the way to, that the number of Farshim understand, they have to do a halacha psuka. In other words, that not only, in other words, that there was to daven, I should be studying Torah before I'm davening. Let's just do Tosfos, then we'll take some questions, okay? So 1, 2, 3, 4. The fourth Tosfos. Everybody have the fourth Tosfos? Okay, so the Tosfos. Okay. Rabbanan Avdi Kamanitin Ukvatayu Kaimalon. Now, we hold, Tosfos says, like the Chachamim. Now, there's the Maharshal on this Tosfos who says, like he corrects the Tosfos, and he says, and Kiravashi. In other words, that we do like the Rabbanan, and we also follow like Ravashi. We follow both. He says, V'lachein, Ein Upalin Mitoch Kalat Rosh Uschok. So a person, like, if he's just telling jokes, he shouldn't daven right away. In other words, you have to wait till you get, like, to a certain frame of mind. Ein Mitoch Kovet Rosh, V'simcha Shal Mitzvah. And he has to have a simcha shel mitzvah to go on sha'asak b'divrei Torah. Like he's osek b'divrei Torah. In other words, a person should be osek in divrei Torah before he davens. V'lachein nahagulomar psuki d'zimra v'ashrei kol mitzvila. So therefore the minag, Tosfos says, is, or the minag, or therefore we say psuki d'zimra and shachris before we daven. In other words, there's different ways to view psuki d'zimra. One way to look at psuki d'zimra, it's like Jesus. A hakana for tefillah. In other words, that way. And the other way is, it could be like a chiv of shira to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But we say that Tosfos says one purpose of psuki d'zimra is the person Torah. In the right frame of mind to daven. He's going through, he's studying the psukim, so now he's in the right frame of mind. And therefore, he says, before mincha, we say ashrei, and that's also to put a person in the right frame of mind. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
So, if you're, many of the halachas are debatable.
Which ones?
I'm just saying, historically we saw that there would be disagreement.
The Gemara is filled with disagreements left and right, yeah.
So in other words, if you just finished studying a halacha where there was one person said it's this and one person said it's that, you shouldn't immediately begin davening because your mind is...
Right. If it's something that like you'll be like focusing on that, that's not something to study ahead of time. In other words, you want to study like if it's halacha psuka, if it's like a clear halacha, there's no debate about it, or you could study some other Torah that's involved. Right. Right.
So would you intentionally try to locate one where you knew you could just go from there to davening with the proper kavana?
I mean, ideally, I mean, the emesis and yeshivas, so they like everybody learns and then they daven right away after learning, and they're osek.
Irrespective of what they just
been. Right, irrespective of what the element was that they were just learning. So I don't know what to say. Here, let me see. The Gemara says, you see, you have to you know, take it from what the Gemara says and then look at what the Sifrei Halacha say. You see, I mean, do you feel like getting me?
Yeah,
it's Chelik Aleph of the blue. Yeah, thank you. Just 1 minute. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, let's see. Sadi Gilmore. Yeah, so the Mechaber says like this, "In omdin lehipalel mitoch din v'lo mitoch halacha, shall you be libo tarud ba?" You shouldn't be like for a tumult with this. Lo mitoch halacha psuka. So the Mishnah Berurah says halacha psukim. Let me take a look. He says she'ein ba iyun v'lo machloket, that it doesn't require a lot of depth analysis and a machloket kedushli tereid al zeh betfila umikol makom imasak pilpul halacha v'kidu atzibur lepaleil. If he was oseken and everybody began davening paleil mehem v'arach shav she'ein mechavdin kol kach betfila. He says today our level of kavod isn't so great in tefila to begin with. V'lo hishiru el hachilu shalisav pilpul kodem atzfila, just like hachilu you should. Now let me just see what he says here. Yeah, and he mentions also a chakri said Ezu Makoman, because there's no machloket in that perek in Mishnayot. So I don't know what to say about like what they do in yeshivas, but that's the ideal, that you should be studying things that don't have, like you're not going to, in other words, like it sounds like from the halacha, like if I'm doing a chidusha Reb Chaim ahead of time and I'm thinking about all the whole thing, like that it's going to take away from my kavana. That's the thrust of the Gemara. All right, I move on. Okay, ready? Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, we're at the two dots around 10 lines above where it gets medium wide. So Tanu Rabbanan, Inomul Plolin Toka Atzvut. A person shouldn't daven in Toka Atzvut, means like he's miserable, he's sad. Lomi Toka Atzlus is it's laziness type of thing. But he means, how does he translate Atzlus? What does he say? He says, slothfulness. Yeah, laziness. He says, "Velomito schok, like levity. Velomito sicha, like shooting the breeze. Velomito kalat rosh, also a type of levity. Velomito tvarim betalim, just like nothing with nothing. Elomito simcha shal mitzvah, and simcha shal mitzvah, he means like divrei Torah. So that's the ideal. You should like be osink in divrei Torah before you daven. B'chein lo yiftar adam echaveru lomito sicha. When a person takes leave of his friend, it shouldn't be just like sicha, like schmoozing things, shooting. Velomito schok, velomito kalat rosh. Velomito tvarim betalim, like nothing with nothing. Elomito devar halacha, and what does he have in the aleph of devar halacha? He says that the Gra says simcha shal mitzvah. In other words, like learning. We see by the Nevi'im Rishonim, the Nevi'im, shesimu debrayim b'debrei shevach b'tan chumim, that generally the Sifrei Nevi'im conclude with words of comfort. He says, "V'chein tanam mari bar bereid Rav Huna bereid Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba al yiftar adam echaberu mitoch devar halacha, that a person should take leave of his friend from a devar halacha should be toch kach zochreyu, in such a fashion, his friend will remember him. Ki had Rav Kahana, like Rav Kahana, alviyed Rav Simi bar Ashim pumnara ad beitzni to the Babel. He escorted Rav Simi from Pumnara, means like the mouth of the river, but his place Pumnara ad beitzni to the Babel. Kimati lahatam." And then does Rashi say anything about Sinit yet? Rashi says Sinit are the column date palm trees. So Beni Sinit the Baba, that's the name of the place, but apparently with date palm trees there. It's interesting. In Eretz Israel I've read that they used to have very delicious dates in Eretz Israel. They don't have, the land got denuded of date palm trees over the centuries.
The Romans said the only thing good about the Jews is their dates.
Yeah.
But that's when they found in Masada.
Right,
some of the pits,
that's
and
right.
Now one of them is
right, Hunga. Right. But
and it's a Noor.
Anyway, so in Eretz Israel, they wanted to like have the, so if the ancient coin from Israel has like a date palm tree on it, and that was a big thing. And we'll see in the Gemara later on, it talks about how delicious these the dates were. But when they wanted to take dates, they went to Iraq and they took the trees from Iraq and brought it to Eretz Israel. They're not the same as the original date palm trees that grew in Israel. But the thing is, so here he says, Beis Sini to the Babel. He's talking about the date palm tree in Babel. That's the place, the name of the place, Beis Sini to the Babel. Kimat lahatam, when they arrived there, Amalei mar vadai damri inshi hanit sini to the Babel, inome adam rishon viad hashta. He says, Is this true? Are these the Beis Sini to the Babel which were around from Adam Rishon until now? So Amalei it karta milta the Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. He says, you remind me of something that Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina said. The Amar Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina ma'itiba eretz shelo avavra ishlo yishav adam sham. What does the pasuk in Yirmiyah said, like in a land that nobody had passed through and nobody dwelt there? V'chimin kardlo avar heyach yishav. Since nobody went there, certainly yishav means like you're dwelling there, and the avar is to pass through. So if nobody passed through, nobody nobody's dwelling there. Means lo yashav adam sham. The word we're tarshining out that Adam Arishon did not decree that people should dwell there. So he says, Klerish is garla adam rishon lishav nityashva. Klerish is garla adam rishon lishav lo nityashva. But the point is that he mentions like this whole shtickle Torah to him, and that's what a person should do. Rav Mordechai alviyad Rav Sim Barashi mihagroni via bei kipei miyami la ad bei dura. He escorted him to this place. So I don't know. I guess the Gemara is just teaching about the chashivas of escorting somebody. All right. I'm going to move on. Now, Tanarabana Haben Paleel, Srishikha Aven Libo Lushamayim. When a person davens, he has to focus his heart. It means, you know, his intentions to Shemayim. Abba Shulomer Simaladavar, like a Siman Remez in the Psukim is from Tehillim. Tachin Libam, Takshiv Waznecha. In other words, Tachin Libam, in other words, if their hearts are prepared to speak to you, Hashem, then takshiv oznecha, you will hear their tefillah. In other words, like tefillah without kavanah is really zero. So that's what he's saying. Tanya, we learn the brisa, Amr Bihuda, Kachem and Agosh Rabbi Akiva, Shayam and Palin the Matzibur. This was the way Rabbi Akiva would do. When he would daven with the Tzibur, in the Katzer Va'ola, Ne Torah Chatzibur. He would shorten up his tefillah because of the Torah Chatzibur. I guess they would wait for him, and he didn't want them to, like, you know, have a lot of difficulty. Ushayam and Palin Beinola Beinatzmo, but it was just davening on his own. Adamani Chobazabitzu, a person would leave him in one corner of the base medrash. He says, Umotza Bazabit Acheret, and then come back and find him in the other corner. The Chol Kach Lama, why is he, like, how do he travel from one corner to the other corner? If they kriyot v'shtach havayot, he'd be doing all these bowings in his tefillah, so every time he would do, like, on the ground, not just like we do it, but like pishut yadayim v'raglayim, so he would get up, he wouldn't be in the exact same place. So I saw one of the mafarshim ask, but you're not allowed to add on kriyot v'shtach havayot in the Shmoneh Esrei. So it might even be the Rabbeinu Yonah, I think, says this.
Yeah,
so,
I'm scared. I cheated a little bit.
Okay, okay, just,
without your permission.
Oh, okay, just give me 1 minute. So it's Rabbeinu Yonah, right?
44.
Yeah. So right. So. 1 second. Yeah. So Rabbeinu Yonah, he asks it. So he says it could be that it's in the middle of the bracha, but he doesn't think it's a great shot. So he says that it could be after the whole tefillah was done. In other words, after he's done with the tefillah, but then he says takanunim after the tefillah. So then he could bow down and do whatever he wants with it, and that would be the way that would go. All right, let me just keep moving. I don't want to because fall behind. Okay, now we're 2 lines before it gets very wide. Let me pull out down by Sheshbo Kalanot. A person should always dive in a room that has windows in it. So in Daniel, that he had windows open. Daniel's in Babel, in Babylonia, but he would have windows open in his room, like, you know, opposite towards Yerushalayim. And again, the poskim bring down that ideally the shul should have 12 windows corresponding to the 12 Shvatim. I might think that a person should daven the whole day. For Daniel, Daniel like would daven 3 times a day. He says, he says maybe that only began when he went to Galus, and before he went to Galus they weren't davening 3 times a day. It says that he was accustomed to doing before this. The Gemara takes it that he was davening 3 times a day even before he went to Galus. I might think a person could daven in any direction that he wishes. It says that he was davening towards Yerushalayim. I might think that a person could daven, like, if you look at Rashi, he says, L'shosh tefilo b'sha'achat. I'll daven tefilo A, B, and C, one after the other. So he says, you know, again, Erev is Mariv, then Boker is Shachris, Tzarayim is Minukam, the Gomer. I might think that a person could raise his voice when he davens. He says her voice, you know, cannot be heard. Chana had a tefillah, you know, she needed a child, and it was a very effective tefillah. And it says, Kola lo yishameya. I might think that a person, now, the tefillah to have, we have the first 3 brachot or sheva, praise. Then the middle 13 brachot or bakashot. And the last three brachot are hodah. So I might think that a person, and when he's doing his tefillot, he could do the bakashat up front, and then v'charchi he pleil, then do the shavach. So k'bar mefurash de Shlomo shneimar the Shmuel arena b'yelat tefillah. So Shlomo Melech is dedicating the base of Mikdash, and he says, and you should listen to the arena, which means like the song, and the tefillah. Rina zut tefillah. So here the Gemara says rina zut tefillah means rina is talking about the shavach. He says tefillah zu bakasha. Then, so you know, Rav Lerner has quoted in the past from the Rav. That the Rav says, like, why do we have the three? You still with us, Eddie? Why do we have the three? You know, brachot of shevach, the three brachos of praise.
In the beginning.
So he says, like, people think it's to butter up HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like in praise. So the Rav thought that was like very, you know, ridiculous. And there was Hashem, no, you can't butter up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, like, the three brachot of shevach are to show that, like, in other words, that I realize that everything is dependent on you, Hashem. In other words, you're the Mechal Kel Chayim V'Chesed. You're the Mechayim Eitim, you're the Rofei Cholim, I'm nothing without you. And then, when a person has all of that, then he's able to make his bakashot to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the Gemara says, Shevach has to come before the bakasha. I can't do the bakasha up front, I have to do the Shevach first. Okay, now, Enomir Davar Achar Emet V'Yatziv. I can't put the bakashot after Emet V'Yatziv. He says, Aval Achar HaTfilah, if he looks at the Vidush Yom HaKippurim Omer. After the whole tefillah is gone, then I can add on bakashot. Idmar Nami Amrav Kiyah Barash even though Chazal teaches a person's law to add all his bakashal brach shmei tefila, if he wants to do after tefila, even like the seder of Yom Kippurim, he could. It means that there are tachanunim after Am Avarech and Yisrael Bashalom. All right, now Amar Hamnuna, kama hilchata gavarato ikl mishma mehani kroy dechana. How many great halachot can we learn from the psukim related to Chana? He says b'chana he medaber alibo. He says that she was like speaking like from her heart. That he has to, the person has to have kavana. Rak svatena od, only her lips were moving. He says mikalim paleil shech toch besvatav, that a person has to articulate with his lips. It means he can't just read with his eyes. He says mikolalo yishameya, her voice cannot be heard. Mikan shesrul lebiyikolo betfilato, person can't raise his voice in his davening. By shvei lila shikura, Eli thought that she's drunk. Mikan shikura esrul lepaleil. We see that a shikur is not the daven. He says, you know, like what do you? You're drunk. That's bad news. It says, "Vayomer Eli on my tachshakarim v'gomer." How long are you going to be drunk for? So Amr Blazer, Mikan the Rova Chaveiro, turn page on the Amad Beis. Dvar she'inu hagun. If a person sees something not appropriate, and tos the top toshos, dvar she'inu hagun, perish avogav laki isur deraita. Even though there's no Torah prohibition, the iki isur deraita pshito chayech tochichtiv. He says back in the Gemara, dvar she'inu hagun sirik lo chicho. I have to rebuke him. But tan chanav atomer. Lo Adoni. So Chana says, "No, my master." Amar Ula be tamed Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Chanina Amar lei lo Adona taba davar zevul ruach hakodesh shuralecha. You're not my master in this, and you don't have ruach hakodesh. Shtachushdani b'davar zevul, that you suspect me of being drunk. He says, "Ikeda Amri haki Amar lei." Some said this is what she said to her: Lo Adon ata, aren't you the master? Lav ikeshchin of ruach hakodesh kabach. Don't you have the shchin of ruach hakodesh? Dantani l'kaf chova, l'tani l'kaf zuchot. How could you have done that? Milo yadat ishak shab ruach. Don't you know that I'm just like I have difficult times that I'm going through now? There's a famous Vilna going on this. He says, let's say a person does Ruach HaKodesh. So a person Navi doesn't know everything, and Navi knows what Hashem tells him. So what's the thing here, like you don't have Ruach HaKodesh, you don't know my situation here. So even if he has Nevuah, he might not know everything with it. And so the Vilna Gaon says that it's referring to the Choshen Mishpat. The Kohen Gadol has got the breastplate with all the stones on it. So there's like the way the Ramban learns is Urim and Tumim. There's a cloth in the folds, right, of the ephod, and so some of the shame with Shemot Hashem, some of the Shemot illuminate the stones and the letters of the Shvatim, and some are the Tumim that they endow the wearer with the ability to put the letters in the right place. So the Gra says that the letters on the Choshen like went on and they saw them, and it was Hey Chaf Shin Reish
on Eli.
On Eli. So he thought, Shikora, that's it. So he says, Shikura. He says, listen, you don't have Ruach HaKodesh, you don't know what you're doing. It's Kisara. Kisara.
I'm like Sarah,
I'm like Baron. You don't know how to read it. So you don't know Ruach HaKodesh. That's the way the Vilna Gaon says. Okay, let's do a few more lines and I'll pause. He says, okay, I didn't have wine, I didn't have shechar, so one is wine and one is grape juice. He says, that if a person is suspected of something and it's not true, he has to say, it's not right, it's not correct. He says, don't consider your maidservant, mean me, as a bat b'lial, like a depraved person. From here we see that if a person is drunk and he's davening, he's like an Obed Avodah Zarah. How? Here, Chana used the word term Bat Belial. He says, and it says in Devarim that people B'nai Belial like will men up Mikrebecha, and they were engaged in Avodah Zarah. Malahalan Avodah Zarah of Chana Avodah Zarah. Alright, there's three more lines and we'll pause. Vayan Eli Vayomer Lechila Shalom. So Eli said, go in peace. Amr Blazar. From here we see that if a person, like he suspected somebody and he suspected him incorrectly, he says that he has to appease the person. God should fulfill your request. All right.
Eli said it.
Yeah. Okay. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
It's scary. You know, that's why I quit the Kiddush Club.
That's why what?
Kiddush Club, we have a Kiddush Club here. And it says, Lishkol Mishmit Parek Kilo Veda Voda Zaran. This is why I'm not going there anymore.
Anyway.
But, you know, what is also scary here, is you said, like, Tanu Rabbanam, it says, Shechavenet Libo.
Right.
So I looked here, and it says, Lachavenet Libo, Sheavim Perush Amilim, Shomer. So you need to understand what when you. When he says the Shliach Tzibur is also required to understand what he says.
Okay. All right.
No, yes or no?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody good? Okay, all right, let's go further. Now, let's take a look.
I read it was kashera, meaning kosher.
There's different versions. There is a version to say that way, but I think it was like I'm like a kosher person, but kisara is the other way to do it. Okay, let's take a look. Okay, let's take a look. All right, but the two dots were five lines, but we'll get wide on the alphabet base. Okay, okay. But tidor neder batomar hashem tzvakot. So Chana again. This is the haftorah for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and we have a Kaddish Baruch remembered Chana on Rosh Hashanah and gave her gzera to have a child. So Chana makes a neder and she says Hashem tzvakot, and she says if you give me a child, I'm going to dedicate him to Hashem. But she calls Hashem Hashem tzvakot. He says it means like the God of hosts. Amar Blazer, Miyom Shabbarach Hashbarach Hu Olamo Olam Yadam Shkroola Hashbarach Hu Tzvakot. Nobody called a Kaddish Baruch Hu by that name, Hashem Tzvakot, Ad Shabbat Chana Krato Tzvakot, until she came. Amar Chana to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Chana came before a Kaddish Baruch Hu and said, Ribono Shel Olam, Mikol Tzveitzu Ot Shabbarat Bolam Mecha, from all like the hosts, like you saw any Malachim, everything you created in the world, Kashabi Nechatin Libenachad, is it so hard? It sounds like Tevye de Milchiger, you know, it's like, from Fiddler on the Roof, you know, would it violate some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man? So he says, like, from everything you created, like, well, like
one child is a big deal.
Can I have a child? He says, what is this like? A little mashal, a parable. Like a king who makes banquet for his servants. One poor person comes by the entranceway of the banquet hall. Amar lahem, tinuli prusa achad. He says, can't you give me like a slice of bread? And they didn't pay attention to him. He pushes his way in, he goes before the melech. So Amar lo, Aduni melech, can't you give me one slice of a little thing? It's just that's what Chana was saying to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Hashem Tzvakot. Now it's a double language, Imra'o Tireh. So if you will see, in other words, see my affliction, see my difficulties. Amar Blazer, Amar Chana, Kaddish Baruch Hu, Baruch Shalom, Imra'o Mutav, if you see my situation, question and you help me out, fine, shoin. He says, v'im lav tireh, otherwise you're going to see what I'm going to do. Eleich v'estater b'vnei Elkana ba'ali, I'm going to have yichud in front of with another man. He says, v'kem demis tatarna mashkuli me sota. And once I have this yichud, so in other words, we learned Masechet Sota. So Masechet Sota is when a husband says to a wife, a woman should not be yichud, have yichud with any man. But a husband says to a wife, you know, altistri and ploni, I don't want you alone with Reuven. Reuven don't be the... So Chana was saying, you know, if you don't give me my bakasha, what I'm going to do, I'm going to set this up. I'll say, don't be with X, and I'm going to be with X. He says, and we'll talk about how she could do that. The came into Miss Tatarna Mashkuli Me Sota. Then they'll give me the sota water, Vieta Osetur Kaplaster, and you a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you won't make your Torah like meaningless. He says, Shinemar Viniktav Nizra Zara. The Torah says she'll be proved innocent of the charges, and then she'll have children. So in other words, so in this way, you a Kaddish Baruch Hu will have to give me children. In other words, the bracha is when a woman has been falsely accused of being an adulteress. So then the bracha is she gets children afterwards. So she says, I'll set it up that I'll be accused of being a sota, and then I'll have the children. So according to the opinion, it says that if she was barren, she'll have children, fine. You'll let it be tsar, you'll let it be revach. But according to the opinion that said that if she gave birth previously in pain, she'll give it more easily. You'll let it be zakar. If she gave birth to female, now she'll have male children. And it means that, I mean, the way you could say it is that people are more concerned about the female children, and so you have the male children. Shchor mulet alavanim, dark complexion kids shall have light complexion. Ksar mulet aruchim, if they were short, they'll be tall. So my ikla meimar, the tanya, the nektav nizra zara, melamed she maita akara nefkeret divrei Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, she was barren, she'll have children. So amar lo Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Shmuel, im ken yilchu kol akro kulam v'yistatru. So if that's the way it goes, so everybody who's barren will go, and then like create a situation. Vizushal kilkalam nifgeret, and the one that you know that wasn't engaging in adulterous behavior, she'll have a child. The late she might tell you let it be tsar, you let it be berevach. Rather, if she was giving birth in pain, she'll be berevach, you know, with comfort. Tsar you let it aruchim, short they'll have tall. Short you let it levadim, dark complexion, light complexion. Echad you let it shnayim. If she gave birth to one, she'll give birth to two now. So my imra otires. So according to that pshat, so she wouldn't have children. So what is imra otires? So again, the first pshat was Zibra O Tireh. If you see my situation, help me out, fine. Otherwise, Tireh, you'll see what I'm going to do. That's double language. But according to the opinion that she wouldn't have more children if she was a Sota, so then what is Ra O Tireh? So, Dibra Torah Kilashon B'nei Adam. Let's just say it's like the way that people speak. In other words, they use the double verb.
What was she saying?
In other words, it means you'll see my situation. In other words, help me out. And Ra O Tireh, in other words, it doesn't mean like you'll Imro, you'll see this, Tireh, then you'll see this. It means that's the way people talk. Imro Tireh. It's like poetic language. Or a stronger language. In Ramot Tireh. All right. Now, there's a question. How could Chana have threatened to have yichud with somebody? From a woman shouldn't have yichud with somebody. So he has here in the Al Hadaf, and we'll have to run quickly. So how could she threaten to act as a sota and seclude herself with another man, violation of Isur Yichud? And the Chasam Sofer points out, in certain circumstances, one can become a sota without violating the Isur of Yichud. How? So the Rambam says, if a man warned his wife against seclusion with two men, let's say the husband says, don't be alone with Reuven and Shimon. So now she's alone with Reuven and Shimon, so now she's a sota, but... She's like accused of being a sota, but she didn't violate the dinim of yichud.
Why? Because they're two.
They're two, unless the men are reputed to be prudes and promiscuous. The Tosfos Shans asserts that seclusion with a man constitutes stira, even if the door is left open facing the rishus harabim. Let's say she's alone with the guy, and the door is open to the rishus harabim. Despite the fact such seclusion is not a violation of yichud, so you can have a case where the door is open, so it's not yichud per se, but it still violates. Likewise, he says that if a woman's husband is in town, bala ba'ir. There's no Easter of Yichud because she's apprehensive about her husband showing up. Never, the husband warns his wife not to exclude herself, and even by Lubba Yir. So, anyway, that would be the way it would work. All right, now let's be back in the Gemara. Okay, we're at the two dots around 10 very wide line, Lamanoff on base. Okay, we got to go on board. Bo Aniyam Atecha. Al tishkach ramatecha, benatatan la'amatecha. In other words, these are little clips from the psukim, not the whole psukim. So Yishkish mentioning amatecha. So the Gemara takes it, the word amatecha is connected to the word mita. So he says, Amr Rabbi Yosef Ruchanina, shlosh amatot halal lama. So Amr Chanat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shalom, shlosh abidke mita barata b'isha. You created three situations where a woman, if she's in a dangerous situation, it's makatrig, and with these aveirot or makatrig, mishal sakana, v'amilah shlosha divkei mita, or things that are like connected with death, v'elohein nidav achalav adlakan aner. In other words, like we say on every Friday night in Bamei Malikin,
three things,
they're not careful, benida, ledinim of nida, achalo, and adlakan aner, and these are three mitzvot that are given to women's domain. Nida, obviously, she has to, every husband relies on his wife, tell her what Bela is needed, and the Chal is also her din, and Allah can hear. Klum of Arkila Chamihin, was I over on any of them? So Amatecha is related to
those three things.
Yeah. You should give to your Amatecha, your maidservant, Zera Anashim. So my Zera Anashim, what does the term Zera Anashim mean? So Amarav, Guvra Beguvrin. So Rav says it means a man among men. In other words, like Zera Anashim, like best of the best. He says, Ushmul Amar, Zera Shemoshech Shani Anashim. Shmuel says, Chana is davening to Hashem. Chana says, "Benatatan la'matecha zera anashim." You should give amatecha. Well, so, what does zera anashim mean? So Rav says it means guver beguverin, like the strong, or it doesn't have to only be strong. It means somebody who stands out, guver beguverin. Shmuel Amar is Zera Shemoshech Shnei Anashim. It means progeny that will anoint two Anashim. Uman Inun Sha'ul B'David. That's Sha'ul B'David, and that's Shmuel anointed Sha'ul and David. Rabbi Yochanan Amar is Zera Shakul Kishnei Anashim. He says Zera progeny that's the equal of two Anashim. Uman Inun Moshe B'Yaron. Shnei Amar Moshe B'Aron B'Chonah V'Shmuel B'Korei Shemo. So Chazal teaches Moshe B'Aron is one side of the scale, Shmuel's on the other side of the scale, and they're equal to them. Rabbanan Amri, Zera Anashim, Zera Shemuvla B'in Anashim. Chamu say Pompaker. Someone like a child that's inconspicuous, that does not stand out. When Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he explained, lo roch velo goats, not very tall, and not goats is like not very stocky. He says, velo katan, not small, and it was nothing, below alam. No, I didn't say it right. Lo roch velo goats, goats is short, right? So not tall, not short. He says, velo katan, not small, velo alam, not stocky, velo tzachor, velo gichor, and not pallid and not ruddy. Below chacham, below tipesh, not simply smart or simply foolish. You know, there's a piece from Ruchaim Shmuel Levitz, they quote in the Art Scroll that Chana's tefillah is granted. So it means that Shmuel himself was not excessively chacham, not excessively tipesh. And nevertheless, he became the Navi, and he was, a tremendous influence on Klal Yisrael. And it shows you, like, what a person could do if they apply all of their abilities. They don't have to be, like, have an IQ of 190 in order to...
He wasn't so smart. Shmuel,
that's what we're saying, that according to this pshat, it was like according to Rabbanan, that she would be asked, and then her request was fulfilled. Yes. Okay, now, Ani Aisha, I'll just very briefly, with the Netziv. Let me go on. Okay, I'll have to leave it. Okay, now the two dots. Anisha and Nitzavim Chabazah. I'm the woman that's standing with you. That's what she says to Eli. I'm Shimon Levi. Mikachas from the Sheva took Arba and Shaltvila. That you can't stand within four Amud of somebody who's davening Shemona Esrei. Says Anisavim Chab. That was I'm davening and you Eli are also standing up. And Anisavim Chab standing with you. So Elanar is a Hidpalalti. This is the child that I prayed for. So Amr Blazar Shmuel Mora Halach Lefnei Rabo Haya. That Shmuel was Mora Halachi. He made this going back. Now we're going in the future. So she brings Shmuel to Eli, and now she has a child, and now he's serving with Eli in the Mishkan and Shiloh. So he says, Amram Laz Shmuel Mora Halachi Bnei Rabba Waya. He was Mora Halachi. He made a ruling from his Rebbe. Shnemar by Shchutu Par by Avira Nar El Eli. He says that they shechted the par and they brought the child to Eli. Shumta by Shchutu Par Avira Nar El Eli. El Amar Lehen. In other words, what does one have to do with the other? In this said, let's have a kohen, let him shach the par, the bowl. So Chazina Shmuel Dabu Mahadri brought to our kohen the Mishkat. So Shmuel, so they're running after, looking for a kohen to shach the animal. Amar luhu lamaluhu laduri brought to our kohen the Mishkat. Why do you have to get a kohen to shach the animal? Shchita bazar ksheira. Shchita with a non kohen is ksheira, even if it's a korban. Aitu l'kami de'eli. So they brought him for Eli. Amar lei min alacha. Where he says, where'd you get this from? He says, Amar lei mikti v'shachat kohen v'krivo kohen. It's pasuk say v'shachat kohen. The Torah says v'krivo kohen. The kohen will offer the korban. Mikabal ve'eluch b'tzakuna. B'tzakuna is from Kabbalah. Kabbalah is that I'm going forward, not shchita. Mikal shchita shebazar. So Amar lei meimar shapir kabart. So he only said, Taka, you know, you said you're a good garet. In other words, what he said, it's good, that's good halacha. But on the other hand, you were more halacha b'fnei, I'm your Rebbe, you're more halacha b'fnei, b'chol more halacha b'fnei rabbi, chayav mita. So now you're chayav misa. So good halacha, but now you're chayav misa. So Achi Chana v'katsav chol kamei. So Chana came and was crying for Eli. Ani Aisha ani sevedi mechaba zevegomer. I'm the woman that was standing with you here. So Amar lo shiv kili the anshe u ba'ina rachme v'yayvlach rabba mine. So he said, leave me. And I'll punish him, and I'll be mitpalel, and we'll get another child for you, be greater than him. Amarle Elanara Zed Palalti. This is the child that I paid for. I don't want any substitution for this. Okay, now let's keep going. V'chana himedaber aliba. So it's going. The psukim are jumping around back and forth in terms of the narrative. It's going back to her original tefila. V'chana himedaber aliba. Amar Blazim Shuv Rabbi Yosef Ben Zimra al iske liba. In other words, midaberet aliba, that it related in some way to her heart. So he says, everything you created in a woman, you didn't create anything for naught. Einayim wrote, eyes to see, that's in usage. Aznayim l'shmoa, ears to hear. Chotem l'riach, nose to smell, fine. Pela daber, a mouth to speak. Yadayim l'asup l'malacha, hands to work. Ragayim l'leich b'hem, legs to walk. Dadim l'anik b'hem, you gave me breasts in order to nurse a child. The dima lalu shenatata libi lama lo lahanik bahen tainli ben ranik bahen. In other words, she says b'chana him daber al liba. So she's speaking about, you know, what's on top of her heart. In other words, okay, now we're in for the kill and we're on time. Okay, let me pause for a second. Anybody have questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? With the dapim are very long. Tomorrow the dapim even longer. So it's
what was the longest?
Not the longest, but anyway, any questions, anything we did so far? All right, let's go further. I'll go slower. Now, the Amar of Lazar, Mishum Rav Yosef Zimra, Kul Yoshe B'tani B'Shabbat, Koren Lo Gzardino Shel Shavim Shana. Whoever, Yoshe B'tani means I'm fasting on Shabbos, Koren Lo Gzardino Shel Shavim Shana. If there was a Gzardin that a person should suffer for 70 years, they rip it up. There's an interesting Rashi on this one. I mean, look at the Rashi, six lines from the bottom. He says, Shavim Shana, Kolomar, Filim Gzardin Minu Rav, Lepisha Tani Kasheb Shabbat. A tanit is very difficult on Shabbos. Why? That it's harder to fast if everybody's partying and you're fasting. 100%. Like it means like fasting loves company. If nobody's fasting in the world, everybody's suffering. So it's harder to fast on Shabbos. He says four lines to the bottom. Now the only way you'd be able to fast on Shabbos is if you had a tanis shalom, right? So that you're allowed to fast on Shabbos because you a dream, and you think the dream portends bad news. You see Rahman and Thon, you know, people dying or something like that, or your business collapsing, and sometimes the dreams.
No, but what if Yom Kippur was on Shabbos?
Yeah, that you could fast. That you could fast. But it means that you fasting and nobody
individual,
else is fasting.
You're
an individual fast, and a private fast. So the only way would be with Tanis Chalom. Okay? So it means the person had a dream, and he's praying the dream portends something bad is going to happen in futuro, and going in the future. So he could fast and in order to change what will be. But he still gets punished for not having onik Shabbos. My takanti, what's his takana? Amrav Dach Bar Yitzchak Leitiv Tanita Letanita. So in other words, he's fasting one day because he's afraid for the chalom, but then he's got to make up that fast with another fast. He has to do another fast to make up for the fact that he fasted on Shabbos,
even though it's a great fast.
Right. Okay. Three lines to the bottom. Amrav Lazar. Chana means like threw things lamala, means like she spoke insolently to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. He says, Shinemar, batit palel al Hashem. Lameshi tichat varm klapi mala. The phrase al Hashem, he says, means like like she's like attacking Hashem. She's got ties against Hashem. He says, "Va'amar Blazar Eliyahu Tiftvarim Klavi Mala." Eliyahu Navi also spoke sort of like instantly, like to Hashem. Shinemar Ba'atasi Botali Bamachorani. Eliyahu said, "You Hashem, you turned their hearts against you." In other words, you gave them an opportunity. There was Klal Yisrael doing a Avodah Zara.
Yeah.
So Yehonah says, you know, you're implicated. You Hashem, you know, you were partly liable. So Amr Shubar of Yisrael, Minash Chazar Kadosh Baruch Hu Behodol Eliyahu. Where do we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Moda that Eliyahu was right? So the top line on Mami Beis Amin Aleph, Dichtiv Vasher HaReyoti. Later on, he speaks to Micha, and he says, in the pasuk, the top line of Rashi, Osvahat Solaya, I'll gather in, like the limping one, means the Jewish people, Vanidacha Kapsa, and the one that's dispersed, I'll gather in, Bashir Harioti, and that which I did wrong to them, Anigarati Lahem, Shabarati Yetzahara, I created the Yetzahara, so that was it. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? All right, Yeshkoch to everybody, you're doing fantastic.